kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ilang pangunahing pagbabago ang inirekomenda ng isang bagong ulat, ito'y para maiwasan ang maagang pagkamatay ng mga tao na may malubhang kondisyon sa kalusugan ng isip. Kung maipapatupad ng buo, tinatantya na ang Being Equally Well National Policy Roadmap ay makakatulong sa mahigit 470,000 Australians na may seryosong kondisyon ng mental health na mabuhay ng mas mahaba at mas malusog. Hindi inaasahan ni Faye Jackson na buhay pa siya sa edad na 61. Matapos na ma-diagnose na may bipolar schizoaffective disorder sa edad na 30s. Sa loob lamang ng 2 buwan, lubos na bumagsak ang kanyang pangangatawan.
I put on 22 kilos in that 2 months and then all sorts of things started going wrong. Like I ended up with a neurological condition that is advancing as I get older. I had kidney problems, liver problems, gut problems. I've got a number of underlying now chronic diseases, none of which I had before. I had to go on to psych meds.
Ani Ms. Jackson, naging priority ng kanyang mga doktor ang kanyang mental health sa kabila ng pisikal na panghihina sa loob ng nakalipas na 25 taon na siya'y nasa medikasyon.
I was becoming very, very ill, but it wasn't taken seriously. At one point, I've had really nasty bowel polyps, and at one point, I felt the same experiences were back. But it took me 18 months to convince the doctors to do another colonoscopy. Whereas if I didn't have a mental health issue, they would have looked at that straight away.
Lubos na nabahala ang kanyang bagong doktor sa kanyang pisikal na kalusugan at inirefer siya sa isang espesyalista.
They worked together and took me off medications and started me on CBD oil from a neurological condition, which I think actually has really helped my mental health as well. I've lost 12 kilos. My cholesterol levels and my physical health issues have gone from putting me up in the very high bracket of risk to heart disease down to the low bracket since coming off those meds.
Bumuti din ang kanyang memorya. Unti-unti na siyang nakakapag-exercise at mas marami nang nagagawa sa bahay at sa trabaho. Ang ganitong uri na magkahalong modelong pag-aalaga ang nakabalangka sa programang Being Equally Well, isang bagong national policy roadmap mula sa Mitchell Institute for Education and Health Policy sa Victoria University, kasama ang Australian Health Policy Collaboration at Equally Well Australia. Si Professor Maximilian de Cortin ang director ng Mitchell Institute.
We have this huge gap in life expectancies between people with severe mental illness and age-matched Australians who don't have those illness. Between 14 and 23 years, those people with severe mental illness die earlier than the average Australian.
Halos 80% ng mga Australians na may malubhang kondisyon ng mental health ang namamatay bilang resulta ng malala o chronic physical health conditions na maaari namang maiwasan. 6 beses silang mas malamang na mamatay mula sa cardiovascular disease. 5 beses na mas malamang na mamatay sa sakit na may kaugnayan sa paninigarilyo at 4 beses na posibleng mamatay mula sa respiratory disease. Ipinaliwanag ito ni Professor de Cortin.
To some extent, it's a result of our medical and healthcare system having specialized into different silos. So that's these people quite often fall between the gaps, and one side is not being looked at in their treatment journey. And quite often, the majority, if you look at what those people die of, it's physical health issues.
Binuo ang naturang roadmap sa pakikipagtulungan sa isang malaking grupo ng mga GPs, psychiatrists, mga mental health consumers at carers, at iba pang health professionals. Nakadetalye dito ang mga pagbabago na kailangan para sa mga pangunahing healthcare services para sa higit na dekalidad at mas mahabang buhay ng mga tao na may serious mental health.
Basically, we're calling for holistic care or integration of care, integration of your mental health needs and physical health needs. One recommendation is also how to improve navigation between those systems. And a third and last broad set of recommendations is to continue monitoring that gap and the quality of health care by having health registry to in the future close that gap or bring it closer together.
Suportado ng federal na pamahalaan ang naturang roadmap, opisyal na inilunsad ito ni Health Minister Greg Hunt.
The Being Equally Well report identifies the mental health challenges, that we have higher rates of mental health and suicide in our Indigenous communities. You know, this remains one of our deepest national tasks. But we have many, many health challenges in culled communities. And so what we need to be able to do in terms of the mental health side is to specifically target and reach into people of non-English speaking backgrounds. So that's a critical element in our $2.3 billion national mental health plan that we announced in the budget.
Ayon kay Professor De Curtin, na bagaman hindi masabi kung magkano ang magagastos sa pagpapatupad nito, mas malaki naman ang matitipid anya kumpara sa kailangang ipuhunan.
Where we argue for a different workforce being involved, people helping to navigate the system better for those with severe mental health illness. So there you need training and building up the workforce. So that takes a little bit longer. But one thing hopefully immediately will spur an action is our release on these numbers to increase the awareness of this life expectancy gap.
Ilan sa mga panukala ay maaari nang simulan ngayong taon, habang ang iba ay pwedeng gawin sa susunod na 2 o 3 taon. Dagdag nito na higit na mahalaga ngayon ang pagpapabuti ng overall well-being ng mga tao na may mga mental health conditions, lalo na sa gitna ng epekto ng COVID-19 pandemic at stress mula sa mga lockdown. Kung gagawin ang lahat ng rekomendasyon, makakabuti ito para sa mga taong may malubhang kondisyon ng mental health at mga nag-aalaga sa kanila.
That's ultimately something relevant to all Australians, to all of us, that we don't have one disease domain, the mental health domain, dominating over the physical health or overshadowing, but that we really have a care of the mind and the body.
Para sa sino man na kailangan ng tulong o impormasyon tungkol sa mental health, tumawag sa Lifeline sa 13 11 14 o sa Beyond Blue sa 1-300-224-636. Yan ang ulat na binuo ni Amy Hall para sa SBS News. Ako si Annalyn Violata para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.